Hello and welcome to another edition of the Crippled Crisp Review. I'm Captain Kane, or Marijn.
And I'm Sam, or Braceboy. Very good to be here so soon before New Year's.
So yes. We hope that you have a lot of fun.
Yeah, and be
with
safe, people.
Episode 15.
Yeah, be safe.
Yes, that's very important.
We're going to stress this throughout the video, but be safe.
Be safe.
Fireworks are no toys. It's
no
dangerous business. It's nice. It's beautiful. It's beautiful, but it is dangerous stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. I think last week. Oh, it's episode 16 of.
Is episode 16? Yeah. Sorry, I believe I said episode 15.
It's episode 16
of season one, and this is our last holiday special.
Yeah. So the jingle will be gone after this episode.
Yes, yeah. This will be the last time. If you like it, share it with us, email it. It will be gone.
Yeah.
Maybe next year, maybe next year.
And after the great success of last week's Truffle Crisps by Tyrell.
Yeah, I like them very much. Yeah.
We can imagine that people now at home are thinking like, yeah, I like Truffle Crisps. I would want to buy some for my New Year's party. But hey, I spend all my money
during Christmas
on a
of
beef
course.
Wellington and
yes.
on gifts for my friends and family. But I still want to have a decent Christmas. And people, we might have a flavor saver for you here today.
I'm very curious. Yeah, you bought them.
It's
I believe
Little delicious truffle chips. So they're from Little.
Okay, just on the name already.
Yeah.
I think these are going to be great.
Yeah. They are premium as well. It's on the back. They
oh,
say
okay.
premium.
Oh, then
that's
it should be
chip.
Awesome. So, yeah.
And they say truffle chips, and then underneath they say truffle again to highlight the fact okay. that there are truffles in here.
Okay, these are very, very truffly.
Yeah.
So
it's 100 grams for €1.50, so they're
okay.
a little cheaper, but on the other hand, for €2, you get 150 grams for the Tyrell, so...
And they were very nice.
And they were very nice.
We don't know how these are.
Yeah, let's try them out. I'm opening the bag. But I think everybody's listening to that now.
Hot.
Ooh. Okay, I'm grabbing a couple of crisps and then I'm giving it back to you.
Yes.
Yep.
These smell a little bit more salty than the previous ones we tasted. But I will try.
These are a little bit more funky.
They taste a little bit more chemical. A bit.
Yeah, but this is also the taste like from truffle oil. This is really truffle oil taste. It's not...
Yes. Yes.
But I do taste what you mean with chemical. It's a little bit more,
Maybe a little bit more artificial.
They aren't bad. The other ones are better.
Yes, I like the Tyrells better.
Yeah,
but these are okay.
Let's do a quick.
I do taste the truffle and the salt. I don't know. Are these specified as truffle sea salt crisps or just truffle?
Okay. Simply truffle.
Okay. Then we can do the roundup.
Yeah.
I thought the smell was more potato crisp and not necessarily truffle.
I thought it was like a pungent, truffly, fungusy smell though.
Okay.
But we can differ on this, I think.
Yes, okay. But smell good.
I
thought it was not bad, and you thought it was good.
Yeah. And then there is the taste. The taste was
truffly.
Truffly, a little too salty. You're
yeah.
They're quite salty.
And
these are far more snacky.
Yes.
Are
yes.
more, how do you say? Serve on a party.
Distinguished.
More distinguished. Serve on a party, and these are more. I want to eat a bag of crisps on my own because my cat is gone and I'm sad now.
Yes, that is very true.
Yeah. Texture is also they're not that crunchy. They're a little flaky. They fall a little bit
the
apart.
The crunch is okay, but
it's not
spectacular.
The crunch of the mustard, honey mustard.
Yeah,
ones
that
we
was
had
better
a couple of weeks ago. Those were better indeed. So these are not not that good. No, I would give this 2.5 bags.
I'd say 3.
Yeah. Okay. Let's round it
so
up.
So yeah. Let's okay. No, 2.5 then. You gave 2.5.
Yeah.
And I gave 3.
Round it up to 3 then. I round it up.
Or 2.5 and a little something.
Yeah. Whatever.
Whatever. No. These. But. Yeah, you can serve these for New Year's.
Yeah,
but you can also look for a better crisp.
People are probably too drunk to taste the difference.
Yes, so.
And I think they're good to lay a little bit. These are quite oily.
Yes.
Maybe even. So these are quite good to soak up a little bit of that alcohol and
that you are going to consume on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So they
yeah,
might have so a function in the New Year's lineup of snacks.
And they are cheap. So flavor saver? Or
flavor
can
saver?
Can we say this is a flavor saver? They're not better than the previous truffle crisps, but...
No. I reserve the right of calling something flavor saver for cheaper crisps that are better than
okay,
the more expensive
okay,
brand okay, versions.
Okay, then these are not flavor savers.
But they're okay.
And then, with that knowledge,
yeah,
we can continue to our trivia. Last week, I already had a little some trivia about truffles, that they were very expensive, which doesn't really count for the crisps of this week.
No.
But we haven't discussed what truffles are. Truffles are a fungus,
yeah,
and they're considered a delicacy. I believe I did say so last week.
Yeah.
Some truffles are endangered, and who doesn't love them? Squirrels with the fluffy tails and all.
You mean tree rats?
If you prefer to call them tree rats, I still say squirrel.
Yeah. So, in my vocabulary, you have three types of rats. You have normal rats, you have flying rats, some people call those pigeons, and you have tree rats. Some people call them squirrels.
Okay, well, I just call them squirrels, because
okay,
I like squirrels, and I like squirrels.
You like rabies as well, then.
Squirrels, they play a very important role in the dispersal of truffles, so they can grow on more places. Because they eat truffle.
Yeah.
And when they eat them, and the spores of the truffle, of the fungus, go through their digestive tract, it improves growing power of the fungus. So they will grow easier and harder, I believe. I've never...
They grow easier and bigger, you mean?
Yeah, I guess so.
Do you mean with harder? You mean faster?
Yeah, also, but also that makes them bigger. Improves their growth power.
Okay.
Almost sounds a bit like you have this coffee, right?
With the cats. The cats that eat the coffee beans and then
and then shit it out.
And what is do you know the name of the coffee?
Civets.
Civets, yeah, that one.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that coffee is called Kopi Luwak.
Ah, Kopi Luwak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It appears to be a delicacy, but it's something
well, right?
that first has to go through someone else's digestive tract.
Yeah, but
bowels and
that's just
innards
because
and
that's just because lizard people like stuff to go through bowels and stuff. That's just lizard people get horny from
is
that kind
is
of stuff.
Is this conspiracy territory? Also,
I don't know, but I've just last night I watched a couple of David Icke videos, so now I'm all on the lizard people track.
Maybe, but well, I don't like coffee anyways. I don't know if you like coffee.
No, not really.
No.
More of a tea person.
So I don't know if some people say that the Kopi Luwak of the Civet is a delicacy as well, but I have never tasted it, and I'm not really willing to taste it.
No, no.
But it's a bit like that.
Meaning
that.
Yeah. Okay. Now I would be willing to taste it actually, because I just wanted to be able to say that.
How
I'm
shit tastes.
How coffee shit tastes. Let's
let's
be specific.
Coffee shit tastes. Well, yeah. If you ask really nicely, I am sure my dad can provide a sample for you.
No, thank you. No, thank you. I would stick with the pure coffee luwak
okay.
stuff. But do you have more trivia?
That's it about the this is everything about the truffle trivia
of this week.
Yes.
Should we go on with?
Then we can go on. If you have a couple of letters for me still.
Yeah. So last week I read to you two letters from Emily, who went on to the next round, and
yes.
Anne. And you liked Anne. Let's.
Yes,
let's
yes, not, yes.
But you liked Emily more.
Yes.
Which is understandable in a sense. And now we're going on with two more letters, and we're starting.
I'm excited. Come on.
We're starting off hard and fast with Nicole.
Nicole. Oh.
Nicole is 20
one
years.
One of my exes is named Nicole.
Oh,
so
I didn't know this. Sorry. Okay.
So this. But not every Nicole is the same Nicole. I can call her Nikki, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I don't know how she calls herself. Nicole is 20 years old.
Okay.
She's from Rotterdam. Is a waitress currently doing a BA in marketing and communications. Again,
okay.
She's 20 years old. Her hobbies are: I love going out on the weekends. She loves vodka Red Bull.
Okay.
And she owns 46 pairs of shoes.
It does sound a lot like my ex-girlfriend who was named Nicole.
Okay. Again, I didn't know if they existed as an ex-girlfriend. I will show you the picture. To be frank, there are two girls on this picture, and it's the one with the blonde hair.
With the blonde hair. Okay.
Can you see?
Yes.
What's your first impression,
my man? She has... very blonde hair.
Yeah.
And
platinum blonde, this is called, I believe.
And a naked stomach.
Naked tummy. Yeah.
Yes.
She has a crop top, leather pants, trousers, leather trousers. We don't see her pants, but they're barely they're almost visible.
But I see that she wears two shoes.
Yeah.
So I don't know why she needs the other 62.
64.
46.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she wears two now, so that's 44. I don't know
why
she needs
pairs,
the other for
46 pairs.
Oh my god. Okay. please go on with the letter.
Yeah. Hi, sweetie.
Good start.
My name is Nicole, and I'm 20 years old, and I would love to get to know you, if you know what I mean.
Ooh.
I have been a very naughty girl and need to leave the UK quite soon, as I am wanted for my crimes. Can you help me out? I would love to repay you in Amsterdam. I've heard that you can do some heavy dancing in the Amsterdam clubs. See you soon, Mary. Kisses, Nicole.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit scared of this one.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe we should set this beforehand, but maybe people under the age of 18 shouldn't be listening to this bit. But
she's 20, so
she is, but I think the listeners that are a little younger than 18 shouldn't have heard that. But nah, okay.
Ask
your
ask your
parent or your guardian what heavy dancing means, ladies and gentlemen.
Hyphens. Well, she sounds like a very adventurous girl.
Yeah. Are you into adventurous girls, Maya?
A bit. I'm getting there. Okay. A bit kinky, maybe even. Yeah. And I like that. But the whole criminal stuff, I'm not really fond of that. So
okay.
I'm not sure if Nicole is going to make it.
Okay.
But maybe I change my mind. That can happen.
It can always happen.
So I'm very curious about the number two.
Yeah, the next contestant is Kirsty.
Kirsty. Okay.
28
yeah.
years old. She's from Scotland.
Okay.
It's also the UK.
Oh, that's already a big pro.
Yeah. I thought that would be a big pro. And she studies video game development. She's 28 years
okay.
old. And I believe this isn't her first study, but she didn't mention anything more. Her hobbies or interests include she loves whiskey. She
okay.
likes to go.
Of course.
She loves film.
Okay.
Reading and going to comedy shows.
Okay.
So again, I will first show you a picture.
Ooh. I'm already very excited. Ooh, she has red hair.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's red hair. She's a beauty, actually. I would
yes.
say she's a beauty.
Yeah. She is very pretty. Dark eyes,
yeah.
red hair. Yes. Okay.
I will read you the letter if I may.
Yes, I'm very curious about the letter.
Yeah, okay. Hello, Marijn and Sam. My name is Kirsty. I'm from Aberdeen, and I live in Dundee. And I want to be a video game developer and really like nacho cheese Doritos. And love playing games, card games, board games, video games, or bad games.
Ooh.
Bad with B-E-D, by the way.
Ooh.
As you know, the Scottish have... wait. Oh, wait. Sorry. I will... As you know, the Scottish have been screwed over by the stupid English once more, and thus we need have to leave the EU, which I find horrendous. And thus I need your help to get in a European passport. You see, I've been offered an internship at Ubisoft Games in France. Ubisoft is a very big
game.
Yeah,
I know Ubisoft.
Okay, sorry. In France, and I would love to be able to go there. I also really like comedy, and although I think Sam is a lot wittier than you are, I like your style and would love to talk about Magic the Gathering. I'm currently planning a drafting weekend with my friends. I would love to take you on in a match with a little whiskey. Best wishes. Also for Sam, Kirsty.
Ooh. Yeah, the fact that she likes you better than she likes me.
No, she's wittier. Wittier.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, the wittier. Yeah, that's a shame. But I think I made my choice for this week. Can I already share that with the audience?
Now maybe we should do a little drum roll.
How little is the drum roll going to be?
Yeah.
I think it's going to be Kirsty.
For this week.
Maybe in...
No, I
can make a choice for last week. Last week, I chose Emily. And this week, I choose Kirsty.
Yeah.
And then they head off to the finals? Or can
the
I
finals
date them
we're
both?
We're going to do the finals now. But I will stop the recording so you have 3 minutes to think of...
No, I think I already made my choice.
Okay, that's fine. But I have I've really, really, really need to go to the loo. So
oh, okay. yeah, then.
So, welcome back. Marijn, you have had some time to deliberate
yes.
your choice. I have some time to have a little stomach cramp.
Evacuate your bowels.
Yeah, because let's be honest, don't buy these truffle crisps.
I think it's because of the cheap ones.
Yeah, that's probably because the other ones were from last week, and it would be crazy if I had
exactly
stomach issues truffle crisps from last week.
I was going to make a choice. Is it going to be Emily or Kirsty?
Yeah.
Right? Those were the options.
Those were the options. Yeah. Or you have to call back one of the other girls. You're the boss now.
No, I think I have made my choice.
Okay. Can I do a drum roll?
Yes, a short drum roll. And how short is it going to be? Didn't we do it? Okay, it's going to be Kirsty.
Okay.
Yes.
Exciting.
I think Kirsty deserves a European passport.
Yeah.
And is just a lovely girl in general.
Yeah, and she's Scottish, and you have always had a thing for the Scottish lasses.
She has red hair. I've always had a thing for red-haired women.
Yeah, she likes whiskey. She plays Magic the Gathering.
Mm-hmm.
She's a match made in heaven, I would say.
I don't know, but...
I think
and really would like to get to know her.
Yeah, so in the new year, 2019, which is just around the corner, when we're recording this, and we're going to schedule a meeting between the two of you. We'll see where it's going to take place, if it's in Scotland or in Amsterdam, and we will see what's the possibilities.
Yes.
We keep you posted, ladies and gentlemen, listeners of the pod. Is there anything else we need to discuss today? I think we can congratulate Kirsty.
Kirsty, congratulations.
Yeah,
I would really like to get to know you better.
Yeah, maybe you want to say something.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah, do you want to say something to the other girls that haven't won your
affection? No, I want to thank them for their application.
Yeah.
And I want them to know that the choice was very hard.
Yeah.
I think all the girls, maybe not Nicole.
Yeah.
Because I do not want to engage with criminals.
Yeah.
But all the others seem very nice, very nice women.
Yeah.
But Kirsty won. She was the better.
Yeah.
Of the three, let's say the three, because I do not want to count Nicole.
Okay.
If she just won the passport because she is a fugitive.
You always have had a quite an good relationship with the law.
Yes.
Yeah, you're the perfect. How do you say? Son-in-law, you're a perfect son-in-law. That's what I wanted to say. Sorry, I'm losing my words.
Doesn't matter.
I'm so emotional in this moment. It's such a big moment.
It is
all of our lives.
So
especially in yours and Kirsty's.
Maybe we should do a short roundup because I don't think that there's lots more to tell.
No. We had.
But this was episode 16 of season 1.
Yeah.
Our last holiday special, so no more
for this
special
year.
Jingle
for
this year.
Yeah.
No more special jingle.
Yeah.
We reviewed
The truffle crisps from Lidl, delicious, real delicious truffle crisps indeed.
Yeah.
I would like to redo my ranking.
Okay.
I would like to give them one crisp back.
Okay. I believe I gave them three.
Yeah.
I want to lower it to 2.5.
Yeah.
I didn't have the problems Sam was Brace Boy was stating, but no, I like them. I don't like them as much as I liked them before.
No, I get that.
So then we had the trivia
about truffles
and about squirrels.
Yeah,
or
tree rats, as I like to call them.
Are you a tree rat? Maybe that through eating these truffle crisps, you were dispersing the truffle spores better. Is that maybe what it is?
Not the weirdest thing you've ever said to me. So that's maybe.
Don't ask what that was.
No.
This
will be on a new episode of the pod, I think.
And we talked a little bit about the civette.
Yeah.
And the coffee about
And then we did the selection for your date.
Yes.
And we're now gonna work out how we're gonna do the date. I think it's very exciting.
Me too. I'm already very nervous about it.
He's very nervous indeed.
Sweating.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think we can only do one more thing, and that's wish you a very happy 2019.
No, we can say another thing.
Oh, we can say another thing?
Yeah, share this.
Yeah.
Review this. Subscribe and all those things.
Yeah.
And that will make us very happy. Happy.
And help us in the new year write some suggestions for crisps we should review.
Yes, and send them to...
podcast@iratecrisps.com.
Exactly.
And then, so, very happy 2019 from everybody here at iratecrisps.
Wait, silent, and then you can hear them all. Happy 2019. So yeah, that was just my voice and Sam's voice muffled through our hands. But we wish you a very happy 2019.
Yeah,
with great crisps.
Yeah, I hope there will be some new crisps.
Yes, that would be awesome. Yeah, well, not as funky as this.
No, but something
maybe
something brilliant.
Yes. Well, we'll see. But until then, that is how the crisp crunches.